Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Jenny L. capital O apostrophe capital C O N N E L L dash Nowain, N O W A I N. Our address is 3497 Magnum, M-A-G-N-U-M, Way number 2, Redding, California, 96003, phone 530-605-8866, ID is XXX66367, date of birth April 17, 1984, 38-year-old, married woman. Her insurance is Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Walgreens. It is addressed to Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, 29632 Highway 299 East, Suite HCC, Round Mountain, California 96084, phone 530-337-6243, fax 530-337-6655. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of traumatic accident, dash concussion, subparagraph observed episodes of staring, subparagraph recurrent episodes of right motor weakness slash impairment, subparagraph suspected seizures, new paragraph history of comorbid medical problems, subparagraph clinical history strongly suggesting narcolepsy slash cataplexy, that's C-A-T-A-P-L-E-X-Y, subparagraph nocturnal arousals with sleep paralysis. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jenny O'Connell-Nowain for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. She was seen initially on May 17, 2022, with the history of two close head injuries, one involving a motor vehicle accident with a loss of consciousness lasting for 3 to 4 hours. With post-ictal symptoms of lightheadedness and mental fogginess, sometimes recurrent cephalgia consistent with post-concussive migraine. New paragraph. Her clinical neurological examination was normal. New paragraph. Initial MR imaging study at MD Imaging. Requested by Martha Balcazar, B-A-L-C-A-Z-A-R, M-D, on January 11, 2022, was normal. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of cervical and thoracic spinal pain symptoms for which it complete follow-up imaging has been requested and is pending. New paragraph. A telemedicine EEG was completed at Dignity Health on December 3rd, 2021, and was interpreted to be normal. New paragraph. Overnight pulse oximetry with trending was completed on November 3rd, 2021 at New West Medical in Reading and showed no nocturnal hypoxemia. However, there was substantial vacillating and recurrent nocturnal restlessness identified by cardioaccelerations from baseline. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history, we have ordered and narcolepsy genetic laboratory evaluation, which has been drawn at question, is currently pending. New paragraph. I have ordered an ambulatory electroencephalogram for exclusion of focal partial motor seizures in consideration for follow-up and further care. Subparagraph. That has not been accomplished and requires reinitiation of the request, which will be accomplished as soon as reasonably possible. New paragraph. Today we reviewed her progress. New paragraph. She was provided samples of Qulipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A, prophylactic slash abortive anticonvulsant at her initial evaluation, which worked exceedingly well in controlling her migraine. New paragraph. We're providing additional samples as we move forward with her evaluation and anticipation of further care. New paragraph. Her current diagnosis would be partial motor focal seizures dash seizure disorder dash post-traumatic. Number two, post-concussive cephalgia with recurrent migraine dash treated. Recommendations. In consideration of her clinical history and presentation, I would anticipate a possible referral for neuropsychological testing. New paragraph. Fortunately, her headaches being well controlled has allowed her to continue to be employed. New paragraph. The persistence of her, quote, fogginess and spaciness, however, is of concern. And if not identified to be associated with partial or focal epilepsy, which would be treatment responsive, further evaluation and therapy may be indicated in my signature.